You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is a Moogie, of course, with Be Here Soon. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. Kia ora, my name's Rachel, and we have got a Moogie, aka Yuri and Carl, on the line. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Hello.
Kia ora.
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Good. It's awesome to be able to chat to you about a brand new single that you've just put out on Friday of last week called Somebody Else. How are you guys feeling?
Yes.
How do you feel, Carl?
I feel good. I feel like relieved. I feel a little bit like a weight off our shoulders. It's a long time coming for this song. So yeah, it feels really good to have it out there finally.
How about you, Yuri?
I feel that. I feel the same. I feel like we've finally casted these rocks into the lake and it's out there in the world now.
Well, it's very exciting for us because it has been a hot minute since we've heard something from you. Though that was, I think, your most recent track, which came out last year, Be Here Soon. And what have you kind of been boiling away in the background since we last heard from you?
Oh, we've been doing a lot of things.
I hear that there might be a new EP on the cards.
Maybe. Sorry, I'm being so cryptic. But we've been working on a couple of projects and also had some studio time, which is always amazing. Mm. And just getting all our ducks in line and planning things and getting ready to actually kind of be on a track of putting things out now.
Awesome.
Which feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. And how does, because you guys are a very sort of like simpatico duo, how does your writing process work? Where does it sort of start from?
I think a lot of it kind of begins with the production. A lot of the time it starts with like a little beat or like something small that I've come up with, like a little loop or something. And then I'll send it over to Yeri and then she'll kind of like riff vocal ideas on it. And I know that Yeri kind of has like a writing process, like a diary that she writes in. Do you want to talk about that, Yeri?
Hell yeah. I have my journal. I actually have like 5 different notebooks that I always seem to lose, but I really like writing. I feel like I used to write a lot of poetry, so as I feel like a lot of people do, so it kind of all stems from that. And it, writing just for the sake of writing like poetry and my thoughts down and stuff turned into songwriting with Carl, where it's like that process of sometimes I will write something new with him, but sometimes I do have like a bank of ideas of things that I've been holding on to, where it's like I hear his beat and it'll pop up and I'll just think, okay, this will be perfect here. And then me and Carl will kind of craft the song together once the lyrics are out, because I do feel like song, like the initial writing and the crafting are quite different.
Mm-hmm. How do you know when a poem is like able to be turned into a song? Because I imagine not every sort of bit of writing is going to work as a track, but how do you know? Is it just like you hear one of Carl's beats and you go, yep, this is actually going to work with these lyrics? Or how does that work for you, Yeri?
kind of, because I feel like it's just crafting, hey? Like, you write something, and if you can take that same idea and be able to express it in like a similar way without losing too much of its like initial hit, and then be able to turn that into like lyrics for a song, I feel like then it works. But there's definitely some stuff you write and you're like, that is definitely gonna stay in my journal away from anybody's eyes or ears.
Big mood. I feel like a lot of people have got kind of into the lockdown journaling thing recently. Talking to some of my friends, that's definitely been the case. And a lot of it's just like, just burn it at the end of 2020, burn this journal. No one needs to know what's been going on. How has lockdown been for you guys? Have you found you've been able to make music or think about creative stuff, or has it just been kind of a time of just like taking stock a little bit?
For me, like, because I work at a bagel shop and we're an essential business technically, so I've still been working throughout the lockdown.
Essential bagels.
But it's been all right. I think that I still got like a little bit of a break from work. We've been like working a little bit less, and it has been like kind of nice to have like a little bit of time. And like, I thought that it was going to be really easy to focus on creative stuff as soon as I had free time, you know, but it's I feel like the lockdown, it kind of helps you to, it kind of made me realize how like fleeting the creative energy is, you know, and how, I anticipated to be so creative and so free once I have all this free time, you know, and then it gets to that time and I'm just like, I don't really feel like doing anything creative right now.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feeling that. How about you, Yeri? How's it been for you?
It's kind of like, I feel like last lockdown, it's like this big thing of like, because I'm unemployed and I feel like lockdown can be kind of a time where it's like, there is like the paranoia of getting sick and you know, you feel that responsibility to take care of your community and stuff, but at the same time you kind of have this like, oh, now I have like a legitimate reason to be alive under late capitalism and not be employed, you know. But I feel like last time was like, I feel like a lot of people were kind of, because it was our first time doing anything like that as like a collective, I feel like it kind of put people into a very retrospective space that is good and bad, but regardless, it kind of makes you, kind of forces you to like sit with everything and unpack things and reflect and stuff. But this time it's been like better to have a routine going on and be focusing on like health and yeah, just actually being able to rest without feeling like weird about just letting yourself rest. And like, I don't know, just same thing as Carl, thinking about how polarities can exist together. Like they might be extreme ends or like a spectrum or whatever, but yeah, not feeling super pressured to be forced into creativity. I feel like it is a fleeting thing that has to be honored in its own way. But I feel like we've been doing a lot of admin this time around, just getting ready to do things.
it's really interesting the different, I think, ways people are experiencing the second lockdown to the first time. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, both of you, for a lot of people's experiences. With this track, getting back to the track quickly though, Somebody Else, can you tell us a little bit about what was kind of going on for you both when you wrote this? Like, what were you thinking about when this song came together?
Well, I think the song, it came together quite a while ago, actually. Like, I feel like I want to say like maybe a year ago we started writing the song. And so I think at that time when we were writing the song, we were playing a lot of shows. We're really excited about sharing our music with people. And it was when we had just started to release our music, like our track Green Smoke and Be Here Soon were coming out. And so we were just really excited to be sharing our music and to be playing live. And I think that we just really wanted to create something that was just felt big and deep and expansive. And I don't think it came from definitely a place of excitement and just wanting to share our music with people and wanting people to hear us. And so we were just trying to write something that just felt really big and spacious, I guess.
I remember having conversations where we were talking about how we wanted to make like an experience for people where you can listen to something and then go through all these different like emotions and vibrations while you're listening to something and just go through a journey. And in terms of like the lyrical content, I feel like it's a song about wealth. Like, whatever that might mean to each person, whether that's, like, money or your well-being or whatever. And I, like, around that time, I, like, read this thing about how, like, reality might actually just be how you perceive things. So if you're coming from not a very privileged place and not a very like good relationship with money and things like that, this big thought spiral of like, what does money mean and why do people have more than minorities and how does that kind of make you feel and what's our relationship to this desire for wealth that so many of us like collectively have. And it was just kind of like a daydream of a song, I guess, that we kind of wrote together about, just about people's relationship with money, what it means and stuff.
That's so interesting. Well, I think we should probably have a listen to the track now. On that note, thank you both so much for chatting to us, Yuri and Carl, aka Imugi.
Thanks for having us.
And we're looking forward to Dragon Fruit, the EP, coming out on the 30th of October. That is very exciting to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hey, excited.
Take care, you guys, and we will see you when we can at a more social alert level.
Yeah, you take care.
Hey, thanks. All right, let's listen to this track now. It's a brand new one from Imugi, Somebody Else. You're on BFM.
I hope that I can turn to somebody else. Maybe a man with a job and a wealthy mouth. Cover the face that you see when you're by yourself. Take more than you need, cause this cash is good for health.
This is a brand new track from Amoogi. It's called Somebody Else. Huge thank you to Yuri and Carl for having a chat to us this morning. So excited to hear a new track from them and really looking forward to the EP out on the 30th of October. It's called Dragon Fruit and you can grab their stuff on Bandcamp. You can stream it wherever you stream your music and I'm sure you'll hear plenty more of it on 95BFM as well. So huge thank you to Yuri and Carl again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.